Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith. It's what Jesus is talking about in this morning's gospel reading. The reading itself begins with the disciples asking Jesus, no, pleading with Jesus to increase our faith. See, Jesus had just been talking about forgiving your family, your neighbors, your friends, more times than the disciples were really comfortable in thinking it was possible for them. You see, they were concerned that they were going to fail. They wanted to listen to Jesus. They wanted to learn from Jesus. They wanted to follow him and follow his teaching and his examples. They wanted to do all of that. But they knew themselves. They knew their weaknesses, their hang-ups, their frustrations, and definitely they knew the people who frustrated them. They knew that there was very little chance that by themselves they were going to be able to live up to these kinds of challenges and opportunities that Jesus was bringing to them. And so they asked Jesus to increase our faith. Jesus knew the difficulties that his friends faced. Jesus also knows that loving God and loving neighbor is the key to living as children of God. And so from the assurances that God searches for us and loves us even when we are lost and cast out, to showing us that there are always opportunities for us to see our family and our friends, neighbors and strangers, and then discover ways to help and care for them, to love them unconditionally. Jesus is showing the disciples, he's showing us that we don't need more faith. Rather, we need to live the faith that God has already given us. I believe that the disciples have fallen into a trap that many fall into, thinking that faith is a something. Something we can see or feel, something we can show to someone else. Faith is not a jar of pickles or a propane tank. You know, with a pickle jar, you can see how many pickles are in there, how many are left, all the rest of that. Now, a propane tank makes that a little bit trickier. You can't always see how much is left in your propane tank, and you just have to trust that there's enough to grill those chicken legs that you were hoping to have for dinner. Do I have enough? Will I ever have enough? How much is enough? That person over there seems to have more than I do. Why is that? I definitely have more than that person. Why is that? See, the disciples are asking Jesus to help them get a bigger tank, a bigger jar, or a bigger trophy to put on their shelves to show people. But Jesus tells them the truth. They want more, like so many of us. And Jesus says to them that if they have even a tiny bit, it's more than enough. Jesus is using hyperbole again, this time to wake the disciples up and bring them back to earth. Jesus tells them that they don't need tons of the stuff. A mustard seed is plenty and even more than enough. Now, I don't think that Jesus is setting up a contest to see who has the most. I don't hear a challenge to start telling mulberry trees to go jump in the lake. I hear Jesus remind us all that we have enough. And it's how we live our faith that is important, not how much we have. Jesus next tells a story about slaves plowing or tending sheep, returning to cook and serve, ending their day stating that we have only done what we ought to have done. But what they had done was enough. It was sufficient. It was good, but it was only what they ought to have done. That is a life of faith. Jesus is telling his disciples that serving God includes doing what we can for all of the people that we can. As you bring peace and hope and care and concern, aiding and listening, feeding, clothing, helping as we can. That is enough. That is faith. That is following Jesus and living as a child of God. And when we can't do that, Jesus has us covered with forgiveness, new life, and salvation. You see, to me, faith is a verb. It's an action word. It's not a suit or a jar or a tank. It's how we live. I often compare faith to an equation. Faith equals belief plus trust plus action. You see, we who believe in God and in God's love, we who believe in the creative, redeeming, and holiness-providing presence of God, if all we do is believe, that's not faith. We who trust in God, in the promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation provided by God's love, if what we do is trust and that's it, that's not faith. No matter how much we believe in God's promises and trust that God keeps those promises, it's not faith until you act as if those things matter and share the gifts that we have received from God. Now, faith itself is also a gift. God takes our trust in our belief and gives us faith to bring His dream to reality so that we might share God's love. Now we can help our faith to grow as a shrub, as a tree, as we dig deeper roots into the love of God, as we reach out with branches to help our community. But faith is always a gift from God. In the message of God that Habakkuk brings us today, we see the world is not always sweetness and light. In the world around us, we can find violence, strife, contention, and the word that we are given is that God calls us to the rampart to keep watch so that we can help as we are able. Called to the rampart so that we can show how much we love God by loving and caring for one another. Habakkuk ends by reminding us all that the righteous live by their faith. That is, we get to live the faith that God gives us as we believe in the love and promises, as we trust that those promises are true, and then we act like it can be helpful to the people all around us. It starts as a gift, and it becomes how we live, how we act, how we behave. Inspired by the life and love of Jesus, guided by the forgiveness and salvation that God provides, we go into the world filled by that love of God, and we get to share. It's not about something that we have to do or God won't love you or notice you. God loves you already, fully, completely, unconditionally. And that God is hoping, and all that God is hoping for, is that we will share that love, that we will forgive one another, that we will help and care, feed and clothe one another as we are able, so that we can bring that love of God into lives that need it so badly. Martin Luther once said that faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. We don't need to increase our faith. What we need is to stake our lives on the grace of God and then go into the world with hope, making God's vision our mission. Amen.